Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Nerd Talk Plus is a work of fiction by idiots. Nothing said within this episode should be taken as scientific fact, life advice, or even honesty. We should probably recommend against listening at all. Since you're here, no getting mad about this very dumb thing without the express written consent of Major League Centaurs.
Centaurs! Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk, yeah!
Well, what's up, nerds? As heard on 107.7 The End in Seattle, I can almost say the name of my own radio station. That's good. Hello, I'm Gregor. Welcome to my ridiculous Nerd Talk, only longer and dumber. This is Nerd Talk Plus, and maybe it's the Pacifico that I found in my fridge from when Gravy was at my house, when Siege was at my house, or when Brandon was at my house back in June. Perhaps that's the reason why. It's not. It's just because I'm an idiot. He's the first person in my life to make the chaos of Florida seem actually worth it. He's just a meat vessel for human gratification, and we call his wiener a service animal. He's not wearing anything under those sweatpants, except maybe a Spam Musubi. He's the Mandarin Floridian. Hello, Siege. Breaking news.
I'm not even wearing sweatpants tonight.
Oh boy. Never mind. This is why I don't watch the news anymore.
Film at 11.
It's mainly because I don't know how to watch the news other than like getting onto their websites where they're like, accept our cookies or you can't be part of this.
Oh, yeah, great. No. Thanks. Oh, sorry. Okay.
No Brandon tonight because we actually don't know why.
Butt stuff.
Oh, my God. That's right. Butt stuff is what we ruled it down to. You're right. You're right. Thank you. And helping us behind the scenes and then schooling us at the end, we have producer Sean Tasty Gravy, not Gervin. None of us a scientist, engineer, or supervillain. But if the Siege closest to supervillain, I think. But if you are, let us know what we get wrong and potentially what we get right. Tell a friend, write a review, or just find us online to say sexy things about Siege at nerdtalkplus.com. Hello, Siege. How's life?
That was like the most fulfilling intro I think that you've done in a while. You haven't been interrupted. We didn't screw anything up.
Yeah.
You never screw anything up. I mean, we make you mad.
Yeah, that's what happens is I get interrupted and mad and then
we get sidetracked to a story of something that has nothing to do with anything and
it's the best.
Yeah, usually is. How you doing, buddy?
Well, I got a special delivery in the mail yesterday.
Spam Musubi?
No. Two things about that. I'm going to be sidetracked. I was at the Town and Country Market, which is a Publix type grocery store here. It's not, but it's close enough for Siege to understand.
Nice.
And the kids in front of me were checking out, and they had a Spam Musubi, and I was like, well, where did you get that? So I like got out of line and went and tracked it down. And I found one in the, you know, prepared foods section or whatever. But theirs just said tamago. It didn't say spam or musubi or anything. It just said tamago. And tamago literally translates to egg from Japanese to English. And I was like, all right. And so this one had a layer of egg, spam, rice, teriyaki sauce.
Breakfast spam musubi.
I got to tell you, I don't know how much more money that cost me to get that. I was getting it regardless. It could have been like, it's $11 more. And I would have been like, this is unfortunate, but that's what I'll do. Yeah. I got to tell you, 0% different. I tasted literally no difference. Maybe there's just more protein in it, or maybe the spam is less significant. But I was wildly disappointed in how little difference there was.
Pocket musubi, now with more protein.
Oh, gross. So that brings me to my next subject. The other thing, I got a special delivery. in the mail on a Sunday, mind you.
Yeah, wait a second. I was like, wait, what does that mean?
Yeah, I got this special delivery in the mail on a Sunday, and I opened it up, and there it is. It's my test kit for my vasectomy.
Oh.
And
how does that work?
Oh, I'm about to tell you.
Can you show us?
No, I already sent it back. I guess I could reenact it, but it's Brandon's not here, so I don't know if I could perform.
See, thanks, Brandon.
Yeah, I blew it. I mean, well, not poor choice of words, but yeah.
I wish.
And so what it's so awesome. I don't know why I didn't take a picture of it before I used it. It's this like sweet little white box that they send you, and there's this tiny little test tube. It's about like what did Brandon call it? It's like a knob. Wait, what did he call it? That's not what he called it.
It's a little bit more than a thimble.
What was the, when he was talking about wieners that are stubby, he had a word for it.
I can't remember. Other than gagirth?
Yeah, no, that's not.
That's stubby.
It's not stubby. It's anyway. Yes, so I had, it's like this cute little bottle on it, but then on the outside of the box and on the bottle, it just says poison.
Oh, like, cool.
All right, well, either you use this to send in your sample or you never do anything else again, one or the other. It's because there's formaldehyde in it.
Awesome.
Apparently that's poison. I believe it, but I didn't actually know that. And so they send, there's like this whole like lots of steps process where they send you a condom and then you do your business in there. And then they're like, let it sit for like a half an hour because in that half an hour at room temperature, it, you know, turns more liquidy. It turns more viscous. And then it's easier to pour into the jar. And I was like, I'm not doing any of that. Like, jar, get over here. Yeah. they're like,
tape it to the end.
Don't get this on your self.
Carpet.
Well, on your the type that matches the drapes. Yeah, like the,
oh, really?
They're like, don't get this on any.
Don't get this on your bush.
On your skin. No, they didn't say the pubic hair. They were just like, don't get this into any exposed membrane, onto any skin surface or anything else. Use rubber gloves. Use all this stuff. And I was like, I'm not doing any of that. So just. I got to tell you, the combination of it gives a better. It gives more credence to the term man batter because when that stuff hits the formaldehyde, it's like a small spoonful of cottage cheese, man. It's awesome.
Oh, wow. Yeah. A thickening agent.
Yeah. It's rad. I was like, wow. this is so weird. Yeah. So then, you go to the post office and you're like, hey, I got to ship this.
You just come in with your little test tube and you're holding it up.
Don't shake it. It's too cool looking. Now you put it back in the box and everything. You just drop it into the container. I have to put everything, reassemble it and send it back to the lab or whatever. And so, we'll see. I don't know how many days I have to wait for my test results. Hopefully not many because I'm dying to know. Did the vasectomy work? It worked. You know, for all that not using my wiener. Well, that's not fair. It's not that I'm not using it.
Yeah, just not you not sharing it?
Yeah, exactly, with the world. So, yeah, pretty exciting week.
My own personal wiener.
I was like so late for bed last night, and I was like, well, I mean, I got business.
I mean, I still got to handle my business.
This is important stuff that I'm doing here, so.
Can't go to bed without.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, maybe just a nod from the gravy gallery, I think that when Gravy went to donate his gravy, that he just had to do it into a container, and then they just said, okay, thank you, and then they went into the back and tested it. Turned out it was through a glory hole. It was weird. It was at this adult shop and by SeaTac. Yeah,
Hi. Cool.
Yeah, so with mine, I had to mail it to some nerd somewhere. I would love if this is all just a scam.
I was going to say, how do you know this is even some lab?
And then he's like, hey, fill this up and send it to this guy. And I'm like, all right, whatever, doc.
Somebody doxed you and found your information and just listened to a past episode and was like, yeah. Give me your DNA.
Yeah, that's awesome. If that's the case, that's great. Oh, nothing good can come from that for them, but for me, it's hilarious.
Somebody is out supervillain to us.
Teach me your ways. We've been talking about it for years in the intro to the show. So. Yeah. Anyway, how would you say your health is, Siege, in the last year? 2025. The 2025 Siege health update.
2025 Siege health update. I would probably say, other than, like, you know, the still recovering broken spinal column, not bad.
That's incorrect.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Terrible.
No, if you could just hit the buzz button for me, I'd be really grateful.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, terrible. Or wait, great. No. Great. Terrible? There we go.
Yeah, no matter what you might think as your doctor, I've got bad news, Siege.
Ooh, Dr.
In fact, I wrote terrible news, no, terrible health news for Siege.
Dr. Gerd Medicine.
Is what I wrote on the sheet. Terrible health news for Siege. I got an email from Amazon, and it was like, hey, you bought something that's been recalled.
About my health?
Well, you'll see. You bought something that's been recalled, and you could be in danger. You should click this email. And I was like, absolutely. Phishing or not, I'm in, Amazon. I'm going to read this.
Hell yeah.
What did I buy that's potential? It was more like, what did my ex buy that she thinks is benefiting our family but is instead killing us?
Nice.
And so, yeah, I clicked through, of course. And from the USDA, which I don't know if we can even trust that anymore, the Hillshire Brands company recalls corn dog and sausage on a stick products due to possible extraneous matter contamination.
Hell yeah.
You're done for, Siege. This is terrible news for you.
Oh, no. I've been eating these so long. I'm immune to basically everything.
I'm 30% corn dog at this point.
I'm over 30% corn dog, and I'm probably 20% carcinogen.
Get this. On Saturday, they put this out. The Hillshire Brands company is recalling approximately 58 million pounds of corn dogs sausage on a stick products that may be contaminated with extraneous material, specifically pieces of wood embedded in the batter. Ah. I'm like, wood? I mean, he loves even eating beaver. That doesn't quite work, but you know what I was
going to say. Both versions are true.
There you go. Yeah. So I don't know. Like if you're a big corn dog guy, which like the guy who is part of Corn Dog Squadron,
correct,
likely is a big corn dog guy. Be careful. Yeah, the corn dog and sausage.
Just rebatter them.
They were packaged between March 17th and September 26th. To be honest, I don't remember eating corn dogs in the last 6 months. Is what it sounds like. But apparently, Amazon thinks I have.
The only corn dogs I've had in the last like 6 months or so, I've actually gotten at Sonic because they have like specials every week.
I miss
and
Sonic.
One of them's like 50 cent corn dogs.
Yeah.
And when the Sounders were down here and we had a group of people coming in together, the corn dogs, part of the corn dog squadron got together. We went to Sonic and got 50 corn dogs.
That's amazing. It makes me wonder if, like, this is the wrong way to do this, but like, we're talking so much about corn dogs. I'm like, I wonder if I have any in my freezer.
Like, oh, man.
They're clearly the ones that are
we gotta
marked
do it
as
now.
A problem. And I'm like, I could probably.
We got to do 1 minute of corn dogs when Brandon
probably
comes
like
back.
Three or six corn dogs. No problem.
Yeah,
right now.
Easily. That's six? Pretty good. Yeah.
I'm going to Tucson this weekend. And
hell yeah.
They have Sonic all over the place there. And me and my buddy, the King of Castle Rock, we used to go to the same Sonic every single day and get the same footlong Coney dog, chili cheese Coney dog. Just a peak health, peak model of health that we were. We were the Da Vinci's, you know, whatever, the Vesuvian man or whatever.
The human design.
Yeah. That was us with our Sonic every day. And I love Sonic, man. Those like that ocean water slush thing that they do. I don't even like pina colada, but my God.
Dude, they make so many, like they have so many flavors. They even have dirty flavors now. They have these little
like wood chips and
yes, wood chips and beaver. Margarita, wood chips and beaver. My favorite flavors. they have these little pellets now that are just the you put them in a test tube and you send them off in a box and they come out looking like cottage cheese.
P.O. box.
Yeah.
That's odd.
It's they're like dill pickle flavor, but without the actual pickle.
Yeah. Oh, That's weird.
So I can handle that. I'm not a pickle guy. Are you? You guys are pickle guys?
Big pickle guy. Big pickle. I had a sandwich today where I said no tomatoes, extra pickles. Dude still put tomatoes on it because he's an idiot, but he works at a sandwich shop and is stoned. But put tomatoes on there, but also extra
pickles. So many pickles.
You got pot belly where you're at, Siege?
No, I don't. Or wait, is that the delivery one? No, that's Gold Belly. Pot belly. What is pot belly?
Pot belly is like, I think they started in like maybe Chicago or something like that. It's a like sandwich shop that's like, you remember Quiznos?
Oh, yeah.
Or it's sort of like along those
like Quiznos
lines.
Or yeah. Like Qdoba.
Do you remember Schlotzky's?
Yes, Schlotzky's is awesome. Are they still around?
My old man died like a few years ago, and when we were cleaning out his house, I was like looking for lunch for my brother and I.
Yeah,
I was like, what's nearby? And I was like, there's a Schlotzky's nearby? And he was like, what? And I was like, we're going there. And he's like, absolutely. They put that like olive tapenade on their sandwiches. Like, what a weird thing for like a fast food place to do. But man,
wow, Schlotzky's near me.
Dude, I wonder if there's a Schlotzky's in Tucson still. We used to go there all the time.
Hell yeah. New Mexico, 7 of them.
Near you?
You're going to Arizona.
Yeah, Tucson.
Sorry, I was looking at Mexico. No, 8 Schlotzky's. Tempe, Tucson. 1 in Tucson. Where are we
Where's
at?
Where's it
here?
At? Is it on like
Wentmore? Valencia?
It's on Valencia?
Yeah. No, Schlotzky's, Valencia.
Yeah, never mind. I'm going to call it Schlotzky's. Is there one in Washington? I can't believe there would be. That's crazy.
Nope, no Washington. Closest W is a Wyoming.
Damn.
Or there's an Oregon.
Where?
Bend. Nope, not worth it.
That's Bend far. Is way south, right?
Yeah, Bend's like all the way away.
Yeah, nah.
Not even one in Florida.
Man, I want a Schlotzky's now. Anyway, if you don't know what this is, sorry that we just entertained you with 2.5 minutes of Googling fast food locations. It's our specialty. Yeah, but maybe I can get I'm hungry. I had a salad for dinner, so obviously I'm like, where can I get a cheeseburger right now?
I'm looking up Schlotzky's in Georgia and Alabama to see if it's worth the drive.
It is not. I want to go to Popeye's and get some popcorn shrimp.
Oh, yes. Let's do that again.
Man. Okay.
Completely sidetracked the show. Let's get food.
Yeah, well, that's how that goes. Are people listening to this at noon or something like that? Maybe they're getting some ideas for some lunch.
Yeah.
Now Gravy's messaging us Schlotzky's, and now I'm clicking through and ignoring the show.
I know, right? That's exactly what I'm doing too.
I'm like, where is this? Like Valencia. I want to make sure I'm correct. Where I haven't lived in Tucson for 20 years, and so it's like
3270.
Is it out by the airport? Kind of. Yeah, it's out by the. I think.
So everybody in Tucson, go to this Schlotzky's.
So there used to be one like near where I lived, and that was great. Dothan, Alabama.
Send in the links in Alabama.
Alabama.
One of the states I least want to go to.
To be fair, fools, I do fly in and out of Tucson International Airport. I could go to Schlotzky's on either end of my trip. So... maybe I'll do that for the pod. Maybe on my way out of Tucson, I'll go to Schlotzky's and do some of that. God, that sounds...
just record on the plane you eating Schlotzky's.
Nothing else. Just me eating like a really smelly sandwich. I wish I had a 360 camera.
I hope they don't do to you what they do to me when every time. If I go to Denver International Airport, their security is the worst. And by the worst, I mean, it's like too many TSA guys who think they're like saving the world because everybody's doing stuff coming out of Denver. Like they've made me unwrap Taco Bell burritos and open them to show them the contents of the inside of the burrito to show me that it's not more than 3.4 ounces of liquid. And I'm like, are you kidding me?
I gotta say, for all of your chaotic neutralness... you're kind of asking for it.
I am. I totally admit it. I mean, I've got a bag full of 5-layer burrito. Like I'll order 6 of them for a flight from Denver to Miami.
Sir.
An overnight flight, like a red eye flight too, on like, say, Spirit Airlines. So this is like, well, not Spirit anymore because Spirit doesn't fly out of Denver, but Frontier Airlines. So, you know, not exactly the top of the top.
You just like elbow your neighbor at the seat next to you and you're like, hey, if I start snoring, just put this in my mouth.
Hey, if I start snoring, put something in my mouth.
Hey, you sleep and wake up. I got to tell you something.
Hey, you want a burrito?
That's spam musubi in my pants.
It's a five-layer burrito from Taco Bell.
Wait, what did you say? You get five-layer burritos from Taco
Bell? Well, that's what I got back then.
Man,
I'm on
beef.
The decades menu right now. What? What's beef? They got the chili dough back.
Okay. I talked to Cool Keith. I went and saw Cool Keith at a shop the other day. I don't know what I was doing. It doesn't matter.
You were high.
No, I haven't gotten high in forever.
I know, but still.
I went to Cool Keith's shop and then I was like, all right, I got to go get some lunch. And he was like, I'm going to Taco Bell. And I was like, what? He was like, and my brain heard him say the chili dough is back. The chili cheese burrito is back. And I was like, awesome. So like, I went to Taco Bell and I got there and I was like, chili cheese burrito. And they were like, okay. I was like, and then I just panicked. And I was like, I don't know what to do now because I was going to have 11 chili cheese burritos. That was my whole plan. Okay. And then I got some BS that I didn't want or whatever. It was fine because it's Taco Bell and it's my favorite and I love it. And it was great. But
it's all just a combination of the same like, five ingredients. Anyway,
can you confirm that it's back?
Yes, I can confirm that it's back. It's on the decades menu.
What
chili
is that?
Cheese. Well, it's they brought back more of the 90s or 2000s stuff. Like they have the cool ranch Doritos Locos taco shell again.
Don't care.
You weren't a cool ranch taco guy?
I love cool ranch Doritos maybe more than any other chip.
Like, yeah, I know. That's why I'm surprised.
And then I thought for sure the cool ranch Doritos Locos taco would be top tier. I thought it would be like hands down the best thing ever. And neither that nor just the regular Doritos Locos taco, neither of them does it for me. It's just not the right combo.
I don't think they're as crunchy as the actual chips.
That's it. They're missing the crunch.
Yeah.
So they're kind of like weird wafery or whatever.
They're a little thin. They crack. I mean, anything that you have to put a cardboard shell around for me to not crack before I even pull out of the bag, that's too thin.
Taco Bell, I want to be clear, I love you with most of my heart, the part that functions still, because I've probably eaten too much fast food in my life, but I love you so much. That one's not for me. Okay.
Here it says right on the decades menu, chili cheese burrito. It was never a phase, Mom. Our delectable little rebel returns.
Listen here, Taco Bell. Another word, please. Don't f*** this up.
No, like, it's good. It's good.
No, don't bring it back and have me try it and be like, wow, I love you again, Taco Bell, even though I never stopped loving you. And then be like, just kidding, bitch. Don't McRib me, okay? Don't
also
do that to me where I have to wait for it. I just swore so much because of Taco Bell. But
I know. This is like the same thing with me. They've even got the seven-layer burrito back, which...
Another winner.
Yeah, and caramel apple empanada. You've never been a caramel apple empanada guy?
Wait, is that the one where that's like their version of the hot apple pie?
Yeah.
Oh no, I'm back in. Sorry. Yeah. I was thinking like other you know the what is it at never mind. Well, I'm gonna stop with the fast food orders
because No. I went to
Taco Time the other day and
I love it.
Took like a little bit longer than normal because the person in front of me was probably like high on fentanyl while they were going through the drive-thru.
So you went to that Taco Time.
It was pretty weird. All of the fast food near me is that.
Oh, okay.
By the way, yeah, it's like I live right next to Fentucky. It's like
Fentucky Derby.
And so the guy, like, I pull up and he was like, I'm so sorry that took so long. And I was like, dude, it is all good. And then he was like, what are the little churro chips that they have there?
Oh my God.
He just threw
some
in for me. And like, there's a part of my brain, like some things when I was a kid, I wasn't allowed to have. And now I like can't stop consuming them. And other things that I wasn't allowed to have programmed me. And so like ordering appetizers or desserts is something that we just didn't do.
Yeah.
And so I don't ever order that stuff anywhere I go ever. which is weird because then you get married to someone who's like, are we getting spring rolls? And I'm like, of course not. And like, no, we're getting spring rolls. And like, oh, of course. Yeah, this is amazing. But I'm programmed to be like, no. And so the guy just gives me free dessert, something I would never, ever try on my own. And oh my God, I don't know what they're called, but they're so freaking good.
Yeah,
so,
are those like the little churro bites or something?
I can't
remember. Anything with cinnamon and sugar on it is good for you.
Yeah, it's basically, and fried in lard probably or something. Like, oh my
God. I have a notification from Taco Time?
That's awesome.
That's so crazy.
Like, your order's ready. You're like, what? Yeah.
I'm like, whoa, wait, you know,
what did I forget? Was I that high? I don't remember. Okay, well, yeah. Okay, well, that was a little bit of a derail. So I've got good health news for you, Siege, right after this. So sorry, Siege, I know this is gonna bum you out. Welcome back. But we have we've got good health news for Siege as well. First of all, this will also bring up an issue that I need settled from you, please. Early indications, this is actual nerd talk, suggest that having tattoos might prevent melanoma. It's a common type of skin cancer, for those who don't know. While the info isn't quite full enough yet, the research data isn't quite strong enough yet for you to, that would necessitate you running out and getting that Godzilla tattoo on your face, there's promising signs that suggest that maybe having tattoos could be one step to protecting your own skin. Some would argue just wear long sleeves. Other people want to print the sleeves onto their bodies. Now,
yes,
I happen to know that one member of the show recently got a Godzilla Minus One fanboat tattoo.
Hell yes.
Now, while we might have seen the stencil applied to your skin, I don't believe you ever shared the finished tattoo with us.
Oh, I haven't yet, because this particular artist, who a good friend of mine, Sabrina Stabs, on Instagram, she's amazing. She packs so much color into these things. She does the bright, colorful, cartoon style tattoos. And when you see these things first done, it looks like a mess of ink. It just looks like a blood stream everywhere. So I'm letting it heal up a little bit and lotioning it up before I actually do the unveil.
All right, that's great.
But it's awesome. It's
don't put formaldehyde on it or formaldehyde plus.
Oh, no, I just have to the formaldehyde.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And then I'll mail it to you.
Oh, good. P.O. Box. Yeah, this is it's wild. There was a study done in Utah where there's a ton of direct exposure to sunshine. I'm from the desert southwest, the Four Corners, where you get massively cooked. And they were finding that, the people that had, they did some study and they found that people who had tattoos had less, like maybe half as much occurrences of melanoma. There was not quite enough correlation. There was kind of some leaps that were being made. So they urge you to maybe hold on before you decide to go and, you know, ink yourself up in an effort to keep yourself from getting skin cancer. But yeah, I do. I'm probably going to get the melanoma right here on the crest of my forehead. And so I'm thinking about some sweet Godzilla teeth at the top or something like that to protect me for the future.
That would be amazing. Some extra little teeth up there just look like you're popping out of a little mask, like a child's Halloween Godzilla mask.
I got so mad at a guy today who ran across the street when it wasn't his turn to cross at the crosswalk. He just decided he and his dog were gonna go. But then what's the guy that's the Red Skull guy from Marvel? Red Skull, okay, yeah. He was wearing a mask that looked like that.
Oh, wow.
While he was in, I was like, God damn it, why can't you wait your turn like the rest of us? Just because you're like a kook doesn't mean... And then he was like, look at me, I was like, why are you wearing that mask? This is weird. And it never at any point was I like, you might be in danger. You're yelling at a crazy person or whatever. I was just like, get out of the way.
You're a black belt. You're never in danger.
I feel like... I feel like I'm not telling myself that anymore, because if I do get my ass kicked, it's going to be real bad to like have thought highly of my own skill. Like every time I've ever been like, yeah, I've got a pretty good grasp of that, I'm always quickly proven to not have a good grasp of that. Like, yeah, I think I understand how election interference works. And then I'm like, ah, no, that guy got elected anyway. Never mind. I don't have a good grasp of how that works. Yeah, so every time I get cocky about stuff like that. So what I'm relying on is that I, once again, am having trouble feeling danger. And so I'm much more willing to just be like, get out of the way. Like, slow down. I don't care if you're what you are, if you have a gun or anything like that. Doesn't just go away.
That's okay. Like, I feel like that's the Florida coming out of you. That's not this is a way of living. You like these people, when they realize that you're standing up to them and their weirdness, they're kind of, whoa, this does not happen. And that sets them back on their heels first.
Yeah. I don't know if this is an age thing where I'm just older now and I'm like, or having kids thing, or it's cause I'm broken. And I think it could be all of them for
combination. Yeah.
Why not? Why not all? Por que no los tres?
Por que no los todos?
Yeah. Yeah, why not all of it, right? Okay, well, I've got more good news for your health, Siege.
Oh, sorry. Good.
Oh, good, yeah. 6 months after receiving a kidney grown in a pig.
Whoa!
An American dude is still kicking, says a story at nature.com.
Oh.
The kidney was genetically modified and the pig grown in a lab in isolation to make sure it didn't get any like weird pig diseases and spread them to the patient. It was grown in like a sterile lab and so they could control it or whatever. But yeah, they grew this like kidney in a pig and they put it in a dude and he's okay. And so
they implanted it into him.
Yeah. There's like,
I thought he just received it.
Like, they just like sent it to him. He's like, yeah, this is pretty cool.
Sweet.
Is that formaldehyde? What is that floating in there with it? Gerg!
Cottage cheese. Sweet pig kidney. Thanks, guys. Yeah. From your friends.
I'm supposed to attach it. Oh, that's pretty weird.
From the outside, just plug it into your belly button, reach it around to your butt.
Martha, turn off the grill. We're not supposed to cook it. Anyway, yeah, he received a pig kidney transplant, and it's been genetically modified for humans to use, and it's working. That's awesome. So someone is like, yeah, but... how much does each pig cost to do this? Like, there's no way that this is affordable.
Oh, and then so I was like, just take them out of humans.
And I was like, hey, wait a second. What happened to the pig? Like, does it...
delicious barbecue.
Yeah, did it become like a...
did it become a Cajachina in Miami. Masubi? Like, was it
like a... what'd you say?
He's in a Cajachina in Miami.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christmas. We just buried him in a box.
Yeah, there you go.
Cooked him.
He's
up.
Real smoky now.
Delish.
Yeah, it's I mean, I hope so. I hope that's what became. At least like we could be like the Native Americans of the 1800s and eat all the parts or whatever. That'd be nice, I guess.
Oh my God. Let's just start growing animal parts and then eating the rest of them. Look at that. Sustainable farming.
I think they should have put the parts of the pig into other stuff too. They should have been like, oh, let's put these eyeballs in something, see what happens or whatever, you know?
Maybe did they just grow just the kidney? Or did they grow the whole new glory?
I got a new idea for a whole glory hole.
Look at that snout.
Guys.
Looks like a fleshlight.
Can you sign this NDA? I've got this idea. Yeah.
Show it to me first.
Well, so obviously they use the lips and the assholes for hot dogs.
Obviously, that's the best part.
And then so that gives a whole new meaning to the glory hole for hot dogs. Is that what?
Notice they didn't recall the hot dog part of the corn dogs.
just the wood chip part. That's good. Well, I never thought about all these options for the pig carcass. That's pretty incredible.
So many things. I mean, you got the pig ears for the dogs. You got the snouts for us.
Gravy, head, thumbs up or down. Are you still taking care of your health? Are you still like eating well and exercising all the time?
Okay. Garbage. Yes.
Yeah. That's us, Siege. We're the garbage.
Hi.
We had a 10-minute talk about Taco Bell versus Schlotzky's.
Now, and nobody in our listening audience probably has ever been to a Schlotzky's.
Now, to be fair, Gravy is garbage also, like when it comes to all of these things. He's garbage. Taught me. When they introduced All Day Breakfast, Gravy went and started for the R-Dumb podcast back in the day, Sub Dummies. He went and made some awful combinations of foods for us to try
out. So good.
And tried them himself. Good. He didn't like bring them to us, but we asked him to try them and rate them for
us. Garbage.
Yeah. It was awesome. I was so jealous. That's another creepy fast food corridor down there. Oh, boy.
The All Day Breakfast, I hadn't been to a McDonald's in almost a decade until they brought back the all day breakfast. And then there was the only thing that I went there for. Like I was only a McDonald's breakfast fan and I was either working or sleeping during breakfast time.
What's your fast food staple then? Like of the burger joints, is it Burger King?
Of the burger joints, man, it's hard to like go past like Wendy's, like Burger King's the local spot.
Oh man.
But Wendy's, dude, you get don't even get me started.
Yeah, I mean it's
I know again, your combo. Is it three or is it one? I
can't remember. What's that?
What's your combo at Wendy's?
Oh, I go number one double, no tomatoes, chocolate frosty.
So good.
I mean if I could go now I would, but I'm doing this stupid podcast.
But we gotta stop at Popeye's on the way to Taco Bell, on the way to Wendy's.
This sounds like a great day for the pig-grown organ industry.
Hot garbage.
Yeah, shovel in those pig guts. Let's go.
We need to get pigs growing for us well in advance of like our fast food excursion.
This is a good point. Like we should just like what company
just have
is
them
doing
ready
this?
At the house?
Hey, nature.org or com or whatever it was. I'm in the industry. Could you help me out? They're like, what? The podcast industry? Okay. Yeah. All right.
Send me a number.
I can't believe we got back to fast food. That's incredible. I'm sad that Manly's dead because he'd be proud of us. That'd be really good.
God, he would be so proud. This would be the episode we should send to his grave.
I should text him and let him know. Because he's alive, but he's like, you know, just to be clear.
Well, it's canon.
In case it's, you know, in case his mom is listening to this, your son is still alive, but he's dead to us. Dead to everybody. Because it's canon. Okay. So, yeah. All right. I got a couple more things that we could talk about here. I don't know.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So we spend a fair bit of time on Nerd Talk, talking about Nerd Talk. Talking about stuff smashing into the earth and ending us, like the dinosaurs likely died 70-something million years ago, probably from an asteroid impact not far from Siege's current home.
That's correct.
Yeah, that you can the Gulf of Meteor is the was the dinosaur killer. Likely.
Why can't we name it that?
Yeah, the Gulf of Dinosaur Death or something like that. The Gulf of Carnage.
I like that one. Gulf of Gulf of Carnage. I like that best. Or Gulf of Death.
You think they could like get behind it too? I say this as a person just making observational things. I don't. I love the people, but like, think how many Mexicans were killed in that. Like, you think that the white people would be all about it? They'd be like, yes, let's call it the death of something.
It's the Mayan calendar all over again. They put it up in 2012. Everybody was going to die, so just to play a trick on us. And, didn't everybody get raptured the other day?
Yeah. Yeah. No one that listens to this show. It's okay.
Yeah, I was going to say, everybody, we're all still here. Thanks, guys.
Nobody on or listening to this show was in any danger of getting raptured.
If you have listened to this show, downloaded it, or even passed it on the podcast screen once,
if it's come up in your algorithm, you're clearly not getting raptured. And you like how I said you're in no danger of getting raptured, as if that would be punishment.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
You're safe here with us.
Anyway, so it's like 75 or 6 million years ago, roughly, the dinosaurs got smushed by a space rock that came down. And, you know, I think it was earlier this year, we were like, there's like a 2% chance that a rock could crash into Earth in the early 2030s, and that's bad. And then it grew to like 2.5, and everyone was like, this is serious. And then they were like, never mind, we did the space math wrong. We did a little
bad math.
And so now the new space math they're doing is that they're worried about that same asteroid crashing into the moon.
Nice!
Yeah. There's a book called Seven Eves by Seattle author Neal Stephenson. And it's about what happens if the moon goes away, like what would happen to Earth. It's not good. Just the book is great, but the outcome is it's real bad. And
Wait, the moon would go away if this asteroid hit it?
I don't know that. I don't know if, like, it's, you know, I probably need more information and math to be able to understand that. But, like, if you had something smash into the moon in 2032, it could cause problems, especially if we're trying to put stuff on the moon. Now, I figured that, like, if there's any elements that we can steal from that asteroid, we're definitely, some billionaire's definitely going to collect that or whatever.
Put it in jewelry.
The article, I don't remember where it was now, sorry, says that this probably won't destroy the moon, but it might cause some serious debris problems for us and our precious satellites. So NASA wants to blow up the asteroid before it gets here in 2032. Seems like the 80s or 70s game asteroid.
Yeah.
That is a real life work of math or something like that.
Thought that was going to be NASA wants to blow up the moon before the asteroid gets here.
You're not. If we can't have it, no one can.
Don't touch our stuff. Get pissed and throw it against the wall.
Just some actual nerd talk for a second here. A quick reminder that the moon is quite large. And it is 30 Earths away from Earth. So you can put 29 or 30 Earths, you know, in between the Earth and the moon. Like, that's how.
So, like, is that radius or circumference?
The radius is 29 or 30. I can't remember. 29 or 30. What?
I see Gravy laughing. He knows where I'm going. How many pumpkins can you roll?
Brandon's not here, dude. You don't get to have that fun. Blame him.
Thanks, Brandon.
Strokeometry today, okay?
Oh, there's always strokeometry.
We already talked a lot about me and a test tube today. So it's all right.
And me not wearing any pants.
Yeah, there we go. But yeah, just a reminder that even though it's depicted much closer, even though like in all the pictures and the diagrams and stuff, the moon seems like it's very close to the Earth, it is so, so far away. Is that Earth girth, says Sean David Griffin in the chat? Yeah, there we go. It's a 30 Earth girths away from, from
girth. Earth girth.
There you go.
Yeah. So, oh, man. So that reminds me. It's like we don't realize how freaking far away that is, but yet we're discovering new moons on planets like Uranus and Neptune that are so close that they, like, if we had them here, they would be just basically touching our low Earth orbit. Like, we wouldn't have satellites in.
Yeah.
We currently have satellites in areas where there are just giant moons.
But when you have a system of moons, then they help shepherd each other into position. And so you can have there's the Roche limit, which is the amount of gravitational force a moon can take in orbit before it's pulled apart by the surrounding gravity of the objects around it. And so between the planet and the other satellites passing around, a planet can be torn apart. It's actually how they think that Saturn got the rings, that an ice moon was pulled apart when it got thrown out of its own orbit too close to Saturn, but then another moon came by and pulled on it at the same time, and it exploded. And within a matter of hours, they think that potentially the rings of Saturn formed, which is
hell yeah,
so awesome. And they also think that they're almost certain that it is an ice planet and ice rings I don't know how they've actually figured out they're like 10 million years old, they think, which is nothing in science time.
Space time, yeah.
Yeah. But they are almost positive that it's water ice until they sent Cassini there to actually test it for themselves. But they were pretty sure it was water ice because they're so shiny. And they know that they're young water becomes ice, reflects light back from the moon or from the sun, and then we see it or whatever. And then if they were old, that's what it was. If they were older than 10 million years, space dust would start to get us drunk. No, would start to cover the icy rings, and they would become darker, like you find on other planets. Like it's either Uranus or Neptune that has the has a ring around it that is brown. I mean,
yes,
dirty.
Uranus is famous brown ring.
Yeah, I don't know, just cool stuff that like you know. There's something like last I read, there's like 91 moons that have been discovered around Jupiter, and some of them are like hella far away. Yeah. But like just back in the 70s, there was only like we only knew of like 30 or something like that. And they just keep discovering more and more.
Well, back in the 70s, we didn't even know all the planets yet.
That's wild.
It's crazy to think about. Man, every time we talk about like just discovering planets later and later, it always reminds me of one of my first like science reports that I had to do in like, I don't know, third or fourth grade or something. And it was about planets. And I wrote an entire report. It was supposed to be a 10-page report. Like this was like the biggest thing I had ever done at the time.
Sure.
And it was a 10-page report about the solar system. And I included Planet X. Why? Because the encyclopedias that we had at my house were so old, they included information about Planet X on it. So
I wonder, I mean, jokes aside, I wonder how that compares to what we know about the other planetoids that we found out there, the Makemake and like the, you know, Ceres is one and Pluto is one. And then there's the ones that are like past Pluto, it's Makemake. And there's a bunch of them that
there's so many of them. I have all these Google notifications that pop up every single day about something new.
So the reason like for people interested in this, that Pluto eventually became delisted as a planet, is because if you make Pluto a planet based on, there's three criteria and they're like, is round ish, is ball shaped, flies around the sun and doesn't get, you know, won't smash into anything on its own orbit or something like that. Those are like the three basic things. And they were like, well, if you do that, there's 200 other planets then.
Yeah.
And so Pluto doesn't clear its own gravity because it crosses paths with Neptune or something like that at some point. And so but Neptune is big enough that it would destroy Pluto or something. I don't know. And so they delisted it as a planet, which was hurt everyone's feelings or whatever. But I can't be bothered to memorize 200 planets in order to have nerd talk. You know what I mean? I can be like, I got the 8 that we know pretty good. And then there's a few others that we are familiar with. And then I wonder, like the Planet X, like I wonder if there's been any substantiation, if they've been able to accurately talk about it further or what that became. We got to do a little deep dive on Planet X to see what that information became, especially now with the new telescopes. What's that?
Planet Ecstasy?
The Planet Ecstasy. It's just purely MDMA.
That's all. Yes. I'm going there. Well, I will never forget from the report, the whole reason why we don't always see it is because it circles the sun north to south, so to speak, where if everything else was on
it's on a polar orbit instead of the elliptical plane.
Yes, exactly. So, and my favorite thing was just how, like, in the beginning when you started talking about planets, you're like, for those people who actually care, like, this isn't a show about nerd stuff.
Do you realize how much we've talked about dicks and pumpkins in the last year and how little we've talked about planets?
No, I don't. As far as I'm concerned, this is space and ocean show. Oceanographic.
Oceanography? Is that what?
Oh, something. I don't know. I've had so much coffee. It's like midnight.
Don't blame the drugs. Number one rule of the show. No blaming the drugs.
But I love the drugs.
I took the drugs and the drugs are working. And the drugs are working. I took the drugs and the drugs are working. Took the drugs are working. And the drugs are working.
Well, I don't know what else to really talk about today. I burned through all my nerd talk stuff. We don't have any Guinness time to talk about. You got anything else?
I'm talking about science.
Yeah, we actually talked science today. I actually feel pretty good about it. Like, anytime we can actually talk about the planets, and then I get going and I'm like, I know a few things.
I love talking about science. I love talking about the planets. Oh, by the way, those things that you were talking about, the little chippy chips from Taco Time, they're called crustos.
Crustos! Yes. It feels like something from that they would serve in a pineapple under the sea. What is that? SpongeBob.
SpongeBob, yeah.
I feel like crustos is what they would serve. But, you know, for how much I love absurd voiceover, I've never really watched any SpongeBob. So I tried to start watching it with my boy. He was like, nah, this sucks. Let's play Minecraft. And I was like, ah, dude.
What's crazy is SpongeBob is for the parents. You got to hook them when they're younger and they're just like, and they don't have any concept of anything that this is, because everybody's just yelling and fighting and doing weird stuff. Meanwhile, all the jokes are for you and me.
Every good show is like that, right? Exactly. Every good kid show is for the parents to be able to like tolerate it and like be able to sit through it. So just like this show, it's definitely for your kids, but it's also for your parents.
Nerd Talk Teen.
Yeah. All right. Well, time to land this blimp. It's time for What Do We Learn This Week. After all, this is a heady show for once. Joining us to school us at the end, Sean. Tasty gravy, not Gervin.
Oh, man. We learned a lot of stuff this week. First of all, Greg is going to get a full body tattoo before Friday to protect him from the sun in Tucson.
Thank you. Yeah. This is a great idea.
You know what I figured out? That's probably just because we tend to wear more sunblock. If we have tattoos.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Or we just stay out of the sun altogether because we're goth emo.
I definitely invest money in tattoos, and then I'm like, protect the tattoos. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I don't care about me. I just don't want them to look bad as fast. I mean, they look exactly. Bad enough, but it's like, great yeah, job. I would love to get a tattoo in Tucson. What can I get?
Dude, hell yeah. You get the Taco Time cactus.
In Tucson? That sounds amazing. They're like, what? And I'm like, do it.
It's a cactus. You guys know what they look like.
I wonder what the best tattoo parlor is in Tucson. I'm going to have to get on this. Okay. Sorry, Gravy. Go ahead.
Oh, no. It's okay. Siege did get terrible news. He's going to have to retire from the corndog squadron.
No! But he will
be recommissioning in the Schlotsky's army.
Oh, yes. Thank God.
General Schlotsky?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then yeah. When Brandon finally listens to this, he will be learning. He'll be, he's a fourth guy, you know, I guess. I'm
oh, that guy.
Who are you? Yeah. Who are you?
He should be receiving the Gerg batter in the mail any day now.
That's who you send it to.
Yeah, he's going to test the curds for virality. That's his job.
Yep. There's definitely sperm in there.
Now, whose is it? Now, whose is it?
He's the sperm sommelier.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.